The COVID-19 outbreak in Victoria is growing by the day. While the Victorian government is engaging with multicultural leaders on the crisis, advocates say migrant women are missing in the decision-making process. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
The Multicultural Centre for Women's Health is a migrant women's health organisation that's been going for 40 years. And our main work is to provide health education to migrant women in Victoria about a range of health in their language. We started off going to visit migrant women in factories in the late 70s, and we still continue to reach women who are the most disadvantaged in their workplaces or in community settings. Of course, now with COVID-19, we couldn't do face-to-face work anymore, but we now reach women via other means. So we're running Zoom sessions in their language, we're doing radio.
That was CEO of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health, Dr. Adele Mujolo. A large number of migrant and refugee women have been affected by the COVID-19 full lockdown public housing towers initiated by the Victorian government. Most of these women don't speak fluent English or don't speak it at all. Dr. Mujolo says the state government didn't provide enough multilingual information at the beginning of the pandemic.
We've been speaking to government from very early in the piece with concerns that there hasn't been enough multilingual information for migrant communities. So there has been quite a lot of information developed and put on websites, but what we were seeing was that that information wasn't being conveyed to communities where they lived. So there was a gap between the development of the information and the receipt at the other end by the communities, and a gap that was actually even wider for migrant women. We were quite concerned about that. So we think that there has been a better response in the recent months, where we've seen an increase in cases in communities where there are larger proportions of migrant communities. So I think that became very clear to the Victorian government that they needed to do more.
But Dr. Mujolo says information isn't the only thing he's missing. Migrant women don't have a voice in the decision-making response to the crisis. Dr. Mujolo says this is vital to these women in the community.
Decision-making goes much beyond an individual decision-making about the self. It really is about being a part of the community and having so much to contribute to the community in understanding what the response needs to be. So I think that we need to plan for these crises with women's issues at the front of our minds, not as an afterthought. So I think that if we were able to incorporate what the issues that women face in the planning and in the response, we would be thinking straight away of what the issues women are going to have. So if women and migrant women in particular were involved in the planning for how we address these disaster responses, then we would be able to build and embed migrant women's issues into the response from an early point, rather than addressing them as an emergency later on down the track.
She says overall migrant women need more support during the COVID-19 crisis.
And we also have been talking to the Victorian government about providing telephone information to migrant women who are living in public housing, so that they can have the information they need in their language about what COVID-19 is, how to prevent it, what the testing achieves, what they can expect, and of course all of the other issues that are related to COVID-19 that affect women, like with COVID-19 and pregnancy, parenting concerns, mental health, family violence, all of those kinds of issues.
That was CEO of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health, Dr. Adele Mujolo, speaking to Eduardo Jordan earlier.